It is in this difficult occasion that we also grieve the passing of reason, common sense, democracy.
Psst. He's right, you know.
What?
Such a terrible waste.
You do realise he's talking about you, Arlene, don't you?
He is not. He means you, you bitter finion.
You take that back.
What a shame we have such a sour, pathetic bunch of saps in political power right now.
Ha! I told you, he meant you.
Shh!
Don't you shush me, Michelle O'Neill. You'd still be a hairdresser if Jerry hadn't needed a Nordy mini-me.
Pity she couldn't give you a do, Mary Lou.
Shh. You look like you've been dragged through a blackbush, one in full orange bloom.
Ugh. Our political leaders have emphatically let the people down with their petty squabbles.
You watch your mouth, Arlene. I might know where you live, but I know which bowl you use to cut your hair.
Stop flapping your Fanta lips, the fake tan on ye. You look like an Oompa Loompa who's after getting stuck in the tube in the chocolate factory, so you do.
If only discourse between the main parties could improve, rather than the thick, ignorant waffle that passes for debate.
If anyone's a fake tan head, it's you. Come out, you black and tans is a song, not the dress coat.
You're more orange than Jeffrey Donaldson on a tour of a Maiwani factory, you clueless Jerry puppet.
Shut your mouth.
Why in God's name
not.
Does it take tragedy to bring these absolute muppets into the same building?
Oh God, what's happening?
What are they clapping for? I wasn't listening.
I wasn't either. Oh God, now they're standing.
Why, are you going to clap?
I'm not clapping unless you clap first.
Certainly not. You can clap first. Go on then.
I don't know. I'm just going to smile.
That's a scowl. What are you doing, Mary Lou?
Feck-a-doodle-doo. Right. I'm going to clap.
Typical.
You lot are always pulling the trigger first.
I'm picturing my left hand as your face, Arlene.
That's it. If you're clapping, I'm clapping too.
What are you doing?
I'm clapping.
That's not clapping. It's like you're petting a dog that's been put down.
You be careful with your clapping. The fake tan is probably so wet in your hands, you'll destroy the place.
Shut up.
Oh, God. They're going to do a collection. Can I borrow some?
No way. I don't do change.
Well, me neither.
Finally, something in common.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hello, guys. Is there anyone down here?
Hey, Tish.
I forgot how creepy it is down here in the civil service.
Well, we're the only ones here because it's Easter
month. And besides, Tish, your spin doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I actually have a press release for you to knock out. Did you hear the good news?
Oh, you've solved the housing crisis?
What? Well, no.
You've sorted out the issues in health?
No. Damn it. Now my thing is going to sound slightly less important.
What thing?
I had dinner with George Clooney and he called me a caring leader.
Oh.
What's wrong?
All this celebrity stuff.
Yeah?
Hounding Kylie, Bono's letters, sucking up to Mike Pence's mom.
It's going so well.
It's not doing you any favours, man.
What?
Your self-satisfaction rating is at an all-time low.
And Micheál Martin is already wooing future coalition partners.
He's doing what?
You're going to have to go out and do the same. Strike a chord. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I just write a quick letter to Michael Bublé...
No, Tish! You're going to have to talk to ordinary people, okay?
Oh, God. There must be another way. Where's John Concannon? I'm sure he can think of a video or hire some actors to pretend they're punters.
Tish, George Clooney met more plain people in 48 hours here than you've managed in 2 years.
You mean I have to meet ordinary pubs?
Yes.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh.
Start by talking to other parties, like the leaders of Labour and the Greens.
Yes.
It can't be so hard.
No.
Okay. Hello, Eamon. Great to see you.
Welcome, Taoiseach, and you're all decked out in the gear, I see.
Are you kidding? Any excuse to get the guns out?
What?
Last time me and Justin Trues went jogging, I totally dominated the gun show.
Oh.
Though TBF, his quads are like tree trunks compared to mine.
Well, we're not jogging today.
Huh?
We're plogging.
Oh, I assume that was a typo. What's
plogging is picking up litter while jogging.
Ugh.
I've got your bag here, Taoiseach. Taoiseach?
I just remembered an important thing I have to do.
What?
Peace process. Economy. Stealth.
For God's sake, it's Sandymount Strand. It's not even that dirty.
Don't respect your policies. I'll see you in a coalition. Bye.
It's that time of year again, when we all forget we're Irish and fool ourselves into thinking we can pull off the kind of clothes they wear on the continent. Festival season, the most wonderful time of the year for fleecing the gullible. Try the Taste of Dublin Festival, where you can sample what you normally eat, except at twice the price and half the size. Badly made in a tent and then carried around in the sun to really stir up that E. coli. Go to Bloom, like the ploughing, but for the middle class. Book a ruinously expensive VIP ticket and we'll give you a lukewarm glass of cheap Prosecco and a plastic flute to go with the absolute notions you have of yourself. Music festivals. Enjoy teens yoked off their elbows having not slept all night, colliding with exhausted children dragged to unsuitable events by parents you should cop the flip on and accept that their festival days are behind them. Arrive home days later feeling as crusty as the happy pair on the day before their biannual bath. The Dorky Book Festival. Watch yummy mummies pay 30 quid to see Ryan Tuberty chair a debate filled with half-pissed authors who barely sold 100 books between them. And who could forget? Get the one festival to rule them all, the Rose of Tralee. Fully grown women prance about obediently like 7-year-old children being forced to play the tin whistle for their sleazy American uncle in the good room. Irish festivals. Any excuse to sell you cold falafel on slice pan for 18 euro. Brought to you by the Festivals of Ireland Festival. See www.willputthewordfestivaltheendofanything.com for more details.
Good evening, Bishop.
Sorry, no selfies tonight.
What?
I'm here to meet the head of the Labour Party.
Yes.
Gotta butter them up so they don't jump into bed with Fianna Fáil. Lol. Because that worked out so well for them last time.
I'm the leader of the Labour Party.
What, you? I was expecting Joan Burton or Eamon Gilmore or someone I vaguely remember. But you, who are you?
Brendan Howland. I've been in the Oireachtas for 36 years.
Not ringing a bell, sorry.
I was in cabinet with you for 5 years.
Drawing a totes blank.
I led the charge on the Gardaí's disgraceful treatment of Maurice McKean.
Is that the time?
Remember the Charlton...
God, I have to go. Hard border.
Tishuk.
Republic of Opportunity.
Come back here.
Catch you later. This is the famous Mald's Gap. The beautiful spot, Michael.
I'm Daddy. He's Michael.
Sorry, yes. Of course, it's the flat caps that confuse me. So he's the craven leprechaun one, and he's the God controls the weather guy. Okay.
What's that you say?
Nothing.
Just you handle that pony well, Taoiseach.
Cheers, Michael. I was just saying to Danny that this is a lovely spot.
Oh, well, we didn't bring you out for a bit of sightseeing.
Oh, no?
If this coalition you want, you'll have to kill all the deer.
To kill the what now?
We have to murder all the deer.
They're causing tears and turmoil on the roads with the young lads' cars getting destroyed.
Right.
And we need more drink driving, not less,
yeah,
Taoiseach.
That's right, Taoiseach.
Taoiseach?
Taoiseach?
I just remembered something about...
What?
Rhododendrons that I have to do.
Teacher!
Bye!
I'm gunshot.
Hello?
Hello, Quentin. Polly.
Taoiseach.
This isn't working. Set up a meeting with Micheál instead. As a wise Australian pop princess once sang, it's better the devil you know.
Hello there, and so on. Great to be back, folks. My thanks to whatever C-listers stood in for me. With me in studio is Enda Kenny, 67 years old this week, and in his 44th year as a TD.
Who's your sexy daddy of the doll, Shimon?
Are you still in the doll?
I am, Marion, diligently fulfilling my constitutional duties of filling out expenses forms.
Anyway, you've been appointed to the board of investment fund Vulture Wave Capital.
It's Venture Wave Capital, Marion.
And are you just doing this because you're sick of hearing Bertie on the news and no one ever invites you to do anything because you didn't achieve anything?
Obviously, they want me to join them after seeing my excellent record in rescuing the economy.
When you doubled homelessness and sold the country to vulture funds and corporate landlords?
That's why I'm the man for the job. Anyway, I'm only on the advisory council and they don't even have to take my advice. It's a bit like when Noonan was Minister for Finance. I used to tell him things and he'd just ignore me.
And you were his boss.
Was I?
It didn't feel like that.
And will you step down from your 95,000 euro a year TD's job now that you're working with an investment fund in the middle of a housing crisis?
Well, if I give up free money from a day job in which I haven't done a tap since 2015, they wouldn't think I was very good at business now, would they?
2015, but you were Taoiseach till 17.
Next question.
Is it right to get involved with all the harm funds are doing to this country, or so we're told?
Oh, I won't be involved in operating the actual fund. Should I don't understand any of that economic jargon such as social responsibility, wealth tax, fairness, equality, social housing, whatever that gobbledypuke is.
Moving on, I wanted to discuss your legacy, Enda Kenny.
Yes.
But I'm afraid we don't have time to play the clips of children crying in the queue for the food bank. So instead, just tell us about the farewell lump sum you're getting when a general election is finally called.
380 grand to beat the band.
380 grand? That's like a double Marion. You have no shame.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's enough work. Time now for our summer holidays. Back in October. Bye-bye.
I also get 126 grand pension for life. What a country. Come on, Ireland.
Good evening and welcome to Where in the World is the Opposition? RTÉ's latest quiz show, which for the first time in a decade isn't a knockoff of a format from somewhere else. It's a show where we ask leaders of the opposition why they're failing to hold the government to account, even though they're firing through scandals faster than John Boyd left Twitter. I'm your host, Marty Whelan, the sort of man your granny might fancy as she slips into senility. Let's meet our contestants.
Hello, I'm Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil, and I... Can I just confer for a second?
Yes, indeed, you may.
Yes, that's our answer. I'm Micheál Martin, and I'm the leader of Fianna Fáil going forward.
We also have Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald.
First of all, can I just say that I've no confidence in this process, Marty.
And People Before Progress TD, Breed Coppinter.
I think it's an absolute disgrace that we're sitting here doing a TV quiz while people are really struggling out there.
Well, you don't have to be here, love.
The whole spectacle is just another attempt by a corrupt media to cover for an incompetent government.
No, no, seriously, you can actually leave.
But I like being on the telly.
And that completes the lineup this week. Oh no, you haven't come to me yet, Marty. Brendan Howland, Labour Party. Let's start our quiz.
Hello?
Fingers on buzzers, please.
Here we go. Right.
Which is the bigger cock-up?
Uh-huh.
The National Children's Hospital or the National Broadband Plan? Micheál Martin.
I'll just have to confer with my colleagues on this.
Very briefly. Gonna have to rush you, Micheál.
To be fair, I think they're both cock-ups of equal measure. And indicative in terms of how for the last 8 years Fine Gael has consistently failed to fix any of the problems caused by Fianna Fáil.
Correct! And by the way, you don't have to confer on everything you know.
Just a second, I confer on it.
For goodness sake.
Yes, we know.
Next question. Are any of you remotely concerned about the national broadband delay or the massive overspend? Breed Coppinger.
Well, personally, I wasn't aware there were people still living in Longford. But now that I know there are, I commit myself tirelessly to fight for the rights of all seven of them.
Perfect answer there. Next question. How many homeless people will it take for the opposition to step up and properly challenge the government on the issue? Mary Lou.
We in Sinn Féin regularly hold the government to account over the homeless figures. We just don't do it very loudly because we want to go into coalition with them after the next election.
Well done. And the final question, fingers on buzzers, who's more attractive, Leo Varadkar or Owen Murphy? Micheál Martin.
Owen Murphy.
You forgot to confer.
Sorry, Matty.
Quickly now.
Yeah, we're going with Murphy.
It's the correct answer.
Yes.
And the winners this week, Micheál Martin and the remaining of Fianna Fáil.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And you win our top prize a general election.
Never mind that, Marty. We'll have the cuddly toy.
Yes.
Oh, well, wait. What cuddly toy?
Get your hands off me! How dare you! I am a party leader.
Ugh, where in the world is the opposition?
Marty
shall return.
Minister.
Thank you all very much. I'm joined by the Taoiseach for the latest economic statement.
Hi.
As you know, NAMA is still selling state-owned properties to investment funds for a song.
What? Hang on, guys. This toast wasn't my idea, PTW.
Minister, how can you justify people with good jobs not being able to buy their own homes?
There are few people working who can now afford a house, so they're all feeling fairly blue.
Hello.
And it's all from the course of absurd investment funds that yous now like to call cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Regretfully, they're taxless, but firmly they tell us to say to tenants,
cuckoo.
Screw you. So long as we say we are centre right, you won't realise we couldn't give a shite. Well done, Taoiseach. Last verse. So long as you keep renting through your teeth, you won't realise you're poorer than the Greeks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone, very much.
But seriously, Minister, the UN and the EU have now condemned our tax policies for social media companies. Oh. Have you a message for multinationals at all?
Well, I think my numbers speak for themselves.
Sorry?
My musical numbers.
Wow, sounds very turf munchery. Totes on fleek for the local elections. We're going to send this to all the big money Yanks.
If you're a tech giant, come into the haven. There's a welcome here for you. If you want to keep your tax rate flat, so long as you come to Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you're Twitter or Google or Facebook, Amazon, Salesforce or Yahoo, we'll give you tax breaks, we'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're in tech, this is the place for you. One more time, everyone.
If you're a tech giant, come into the haven. There's a welcome here for you. If you want to keep your tax rate flat, so long as you come to Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you're Twitter or Google or Facebook, Amazon, Salesforce or Yahoo, we'll give you tax breaks, we'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're in tech, this is the place for you.
Woo! Thank you for your apathy, members of the media. We couldn't run this country without you.
This is the place for you.
You're watching BBC News. The main headline tonight for once isn't Brexit. It's even worse. A UK state visit from Donald Trump. The US president announced the visit in a tweet. He said, going to UK to offer them a great trade deal. In return, all I want is Big Ben to be turned into a Trump Tower, the privatisation of the NHS, and a night with the sexy assassin from Killing Eve. He followed that 5 minutes later with, I want to frack the Midlands so hard, Birmingham will look like Mordor. Well, the joke's on him, because Birmingham already looks like Mordor. Meanwhile, footage has leaked on YouTube of Her Majesty the Queen responding to news of his visit.
A fat, offensive, oversex buffoon is coming to the palace. Has Boris finally become Prime Minister?
Yeah, Mr. Trump.
Oh, Trump.
Yeah.
Well, one survived the Blitz, Suez, the IRA, Tony Blair, and having to go to Scotland for a holiday every year. One will survive this. Although perhaps when Mr. Trump is walking up the driveway, we let Philip out in the Range Rover unsupervised.
Elsewhere, with EU elections fast approaching, Nigel Farage's Siggies and Xenophobia Club, sorry, Brexit Party, and Change UK, or the arses formerly known as the Independent Group, have stepped up their recruitment drives by signing the sisters of famous people, like Dancing with the Stars, only with more racism. Boris Johnson had this to say.
Ipso, Fanzies, Twix, Ergo, Vauxhall, Montego, have you seen these stonking hot blondes standing for Change UK? If I had my ways, you'd be doing much standing, if you know what I mean.
Boris, she's your sister.
Sorry, what? My what? The blonde is my sister.
Yeah.
Rachel. Who? Yeah. My. Well, I knew the good taste in women. She's half me. Oh. If Jon Snow can Roger his auntie in Game of Thrones, then all bets are off.
God.
Frankly, we're so upper class, we're already more inbred than a winner at Crufts. So game on, you dogs. Oh, Quakers.
And some people pay £120,000 to hear that man speak. Elsewhere, the Prime Minister is back from her holiday and returned to business as usual.
Mr. Juncker, it's Theresa. Please call me back. I know I've been pretty firm on the backstop, but I've just realised I've no idea what it is. Jeremy, it's Teresa. I'm ready to negotiate seriously on what we have for lunch next time we meet to waste time until the next Brexit cliff edge. Boris, it's Teresa. I think that pic you sent was meant for your sister.
Right, that's all from us, all from me, and all from the UK until the autumn, when we'll suddenly panic back to life as we realise we've solved nothing over the summer. Hugh Edwards, someone please help me. BBC News.
Des is here with sport. Des?
Yeah, the GAA, there's just over a week to go before the first ball is thrown in the 2019 Championship, and Pat Spillane has come in to assess what he sees as the top 10 teams.
That's right.
You've Kerry at number 3, Pat.
Well, Des, I saw my colleague Randy O'Shea place him at number 5 in the paper last weekend, and I thought, that's pure blackguarding and cute whoreism of the highest order, and no wonder the man's popular with the Dublin media.
Ugh.
3's where Kerry's at, though I wouldn't be at all surprised if they win the All-Ireland final with serious intensity.
Let's count down the other contenders. At 10, Cavan.
Muckers.
9, Meath.
Bluffers.
8, Roscommon.
Bile Notice.
7, Monaghan.
Out of Diesel.
At 6, you've Donegal.
Whingers.
5, Galway.
Chokers.
4, Tyrone.
Sledgers.
3, Kerry.
Yeah.
2, Mayo.
Gobdaws.
And number 1, Dublin.
Puffballs.
But you reckon the Dubs have it?
I reckon none of them has it, Des. It won't be won. You mark my words. Unless Kerry shade it, like.
Right. Yeah. I've Michael Ring on the line now, Rural Affairs Minister.
Shiite Minister, more like.
Minister, after securing the Division 1 league title, hopes must be very high now in Mayo.
What become of the artist? And I tell you one thing, your correspondent there is an awful gobshite.
What?
Boys, oh boys, he's got some high opinion of himself.
Des,
going on the late unread and abuse down on my soft head.
You go in, Shiite Minister. You wouldn't ruin my contract with serious intensity.
Listen to this, Des. I have text messages here. Listen to this. Ringer, you're the man. Who's the man?
What?
You're the man for rural Ireland.
I tell you, would you ever shag off back to Westport?
The excitement and banter of inter-county rivalry very much in evidence there.
Yeah, moving on. The Premier League, just 1 point now separates the top two in the tightest run into the title in history. Man City, of course, beat United in the derby on Wednesday night. But Jurgen Klopp is still optimistic about Liverpool's prospects.
Yeah, I'm happy.
But frustrated, yeah. You blow off a little steam, you make love to your wife, you go for a drive in a nice car. All of these things are manageable. So hey, who says that winning the Premier League isn't manageable too? Boom! Wow!
He's some character, Des.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And after the game, Roy Keane was highly critical of his former team on ITV.
It's a terrible performance. The team's full of liars. If that's a team giving it their all, then they're in even bigger trouble than a stranger approaching me for an autograph. Absolute nonsense.
3 matches left. Liverpool, though, could lose the title by 1 point, having lost only one game and already breaking the record for the most points they ever had in a season.
You know what it is? They're like the Mayo of the Premier Dairies League.
Now, what if Maeve Binchy had spent 18 years on Robben Island instead of Nelson Mandela? That's the intriguing premise for a new drama.
Huh?
More after the break.
Someone Shazam this song for me. I want to know what it's called.
Ugh.
My fellow Americlans and my beloved Sugar Boobies, the First Lady. She's not the first, but will she be the last? I doubt it.
2 body doubles quit this week. I can't believe I have to go everywhere with him now.
The left-wing fake news media are still hounding me about the Ferris Bueller report.
I could do with a day off.
I'm working all hours fighting the radical Islamo-Democrats. They should be called the Democrats. See what I did there, honey?
I see it every morning in the toilet.
They keep trying to subpoena my staff and tax returns. I have nothing to hide. Nothing. Which is why I'm blocking their every move.
I've spent the last 14 years blocking his every move. It's exhausting.
We're not wasting our time with press briefings anymore. Too many slips of the tongue for poor Sarah Huckabee Sanders to keep straight in her tiny, woman-sized head. They're just not built for facts.
That's offensive.
It's science, honey. I read about it in Charles Darwin's book, The Oranges of the Species.
The origin of your orange is a sunbed.
And it's not just the fake tan news media who are against me. This week, I invited Twitter CEO Jack Twitter
to the Oval Office so I could ask him why they keep deleting my followers.
Putin can't keep up with the great purge of Twitter bots. Half of Siberia is employed subscribing to your ramblings.
Speaking of mindless bots, Barack Muslim Obama lackey Joe Biden is running for president, but he's far too old.
He's basically same age as you.
But I'm the fittest president ever. My doctor told me I put the more into morbidly obese.
Sheesh.
I've accepted an invitation from British rock group Queen to join them for a dinner in honor of D-Day.
Sorry, D-Day?
D-Day, America single-handedly took on the Germans and Russians in World War II and won bigly.
Ugh, D-Day.
People say the Germans were Nazis, but there were good and bad on both sides. Both sides, believe me.
Ugh.
And while I'm passing the UK, I may stop off and visit Ireland.
Ireland of the hot Prime Minister Leo. Woof, woof.
He did me a tremendous favor. Helped stop some cancer-causing windmills in my golf course. So I owe him one. Ireland, I look forward to fracking the hell out of you.
Wrap it up.
So may God bless these short-sighted states of America.
Ugh.
Did somebody Shazam it? Is it one of Queen's songs?
Oh, God, no.
What's wrong now, Carl?
We've had another FOI request.
Oh, those bloody journalists, using our own laws to hold us to account.
I know. The sooner all the papers are shut down and replaced with Joe.ie articles about the 10 best places to get vegan black pudding, the better.
Yes!
This one wants the Taoiseach's correspondence with Washington.
Well, that doesn't seem so bad.
His letters to the First Lady.
Leo's letters to Melania Trump.
Yep.
On a scale of 1 to Kylie, how embarrassing are they?
The cringe factor is a threat to national security.
Oh, God. Read it out to us.
It says, Dear Melania, I'm totally flattered,
though hardly surprised by your attention and interest.
You most likely aren't allowed to use the internet, so you probably don't understand to what extent you're barking up the wrong tree. Still, nice compliment, although I'd prefer if you didn't describe me as a boring, uncharming version of Trudeau. It's pretty much the same old here, running the country, Carl Henry Sessions, having dinner with George Clooney. Like me, he's super hot, although unlike me, he's incredibly old, though probably metabolically younger than me by a decade or two. Also, we're both doctors. He used to be in a show called Eeyore, which, obvs, I'm too young to remember. Apparently he played a doctor in A&E who had time for a complicated personal life, so it must have been a work of total fiction. Like my claims that I was a great minister for health. It's probably lucky that our correspondence is top secret, because I did get a bit of a roasting over fanboying Kylie, who's ghosting me now. At least there's no fear of that happening with you, since you only wrote to me on some White House toilet paper that you slipped into my Canali suit pocket in March while your man wasn't looking. Anyway, I'd love to have you over to visit my office. It's just across from the Marion Hotel. If things get real bad, we'll offer you political asylum. Or is Slovenia in the EU anyway? I must ask our Minister for Foreign Affairs, whoever that is. Anyway, that's all for now. Write again soon. Maybe in Biro next time? Lots of love, Leo V. Taoiseach.
That's Prime Minister BTW. Lol.
Dear God, Carl. We'll have to find an FOI exemption to prevent its release.
I'll use the it fell down the back of a radiator clause.
And then let's burn it.
Yes.
My God, what next?
Dear Miss Kardashian.
Thank you all very much for listening. Colin's Picks will return.